that's the whole trick here the next few months, is staying cool, don't be a fool.
By paying more than you have to.
We've invited our good... By paying more than you have to, that's exactly right. We brought in our good friend, Mr. Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems, who originated and introduced us to the concept of super cooling, a tactic and strategy we've been talking about for well over a decade. Steve, thanks for joining us in studio this morning, my friend.
You're welcome, Rosie.
Steve had mentioned last time we had
Steve,
him on,
let's talk.
It took him 2.5 weeks to respond to all 250 callers. So just know, he's a small mom pop, one-man show. It's going to take him a little while to get back to all the calls, but he will get to your call.
Well, Steve, let's talk a little bit about an electric bill. And, folks, I know all of you have different utility providers, okay? I know there's Unisource, there's TEP, there's SRP, and there is APS. Now, Steve, I think it's fair to say that when we address supercooling, it certainly has its advantages being an APS customer. Seems to their utility sales packaging seems to fit it the best.
And that's very true. SRP would be second in line for that.
Yeah. And now let's talk about utility bill. It is always incredible to me when someone calls me in the office and wants to talk through their power bill and how they're consuming power and how much it's costing them. And you've taught me some very simple questions to ask about square footage of the house, occupants of the house, is it an all-electric home, is there a swimming pool? And all boiled down, we should be able to see in the utility bill. It's incredible to me. I've had people call you and you've accessed their utility bills, and you could even tell what shoe size they were.
Darn near.
It's incredible, the information you glean from their utility bill.
Well, and it just speaks the truth. It just tells you what that structure does. And most people really don't have an idea of what their structure does, what their base load is. March utility bill would be base load. And then what their summer bill. Even though the summer bill jumps, a lot of that's just due to the utility increases their rates 30% in the summer.
Wow. And that's every summer?
Every summer. Every May 1st. Utilities then go to their summer rate structures.
And then it's dialed back when?
November 1st. Goes back to the winter rates, which are a lot less expensive. Summer rates are more expensive because they have to produce so much more power. They have to buy it from out of state. Their cost of producing goes up, and they have to pass that on to the consumer.
Well, we may have a little connection issue. Rosie's actually broadcasting live today from the home of Julia Drake. She is our, if you've ever emailed us in the last 2 or 3 years, it's Julia that you've gotten your response from. And she has, with her family, moved to Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, for James's work. But she still works remotely, and Dad's out there visiting and on the line. So we seems like we got just a little bit of a delay and some connection problems. They say the Minnesota area, as it relates to the internet, we're like 1990 technology still.
Well, and in the meantime, I can elaborate on where Rosie was going with some of this. He has been trying to help a customer out in Goodyear by the name of Dave, and I talked to Dave yesterday. And Dave has spent a lot of money trying to reduce his electric bill, and he's not getting a lot of results, and he was fearful of trying super cooling. Well, come to find out, he's on the standard rate. If you're on the standard rate or basic rate, do not use super cooling. That's where you pay the same amount for a kilowatt hour no matter when you use it. So at 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, the cost is the same, and it's usually fairly high. It's designed for small apartments and very small homes. This individual was only in 1,100 square feet, but he was paying almost $300 in the high summer months. So we went over his bills. In March, his bill drops to $90. and then it shoots up to 300. Well, it goes up to 300 mainly because of the 30% increase the utility automatically tacks on for those summer months. His usage only went from 900 in March to 1,500 in July, so he's only using 500 kilowatt hours, or a third of his bills producing air conditioning. But after a long talk with him, he's paying 17 cents a kilowatt hour. I told him to go to Time Advantage, where you pay 6 cents in off-peak, which is 80% of the time. Keep that house as cool as you can, or you can be comfortable with. Then during the on-peak time, raise that thermostat to the highest temperature you can be comfortable with and let it go through. That's super cooling.
And it works.
It works.
You have to trust it.
Yes. Yep.
You've got to be disciplined to not mess with your thermostat after you set it.
Yep.
Let it go. It works.
Let it go. It works.
Back with your calls right after this. 1-888-767-4348.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.